B-Pod Studios.
Jones on the drop.
Jones under center.
Across the middle, wide open. Aguilar.
Should not say that I'm
in control.
Mona Lisa Pito.
Every game right here.
Touchdown, Patriots!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's TNR.
It really is just a reality check of just how no one cares.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
On December 9th, Toucher and Rich are returning to the Wilbur Theater to help ring in the holidays.
Hey, you fired up?
But this time, they're bringing a man whose Yuletide cheer is always on swing.
The Big Bang Clock.
Brandon Merriweather, the Big Bang Clock himself, will finally get to hit the eggnog with Waldick once and for all.
Waldick, well, yeah!
Toucher and Rich present A Very Merriweather Christmas at the Wilbur Theater, Friday, December 9th.
Act like little kid.
But Brandon's not the only friend they're bringing. Oh, no, they're bringing an assload. Live on stage with Toucher and Rich, a special performance by the one and only Esoteric.
Look at that, S-O, enter the chat. Enter the ring and put your head through the mat.
Fred, Rich, Wallach, Nick, Dan, Mike, Joe Murray, Bird, Brandon Merriweather, Esoteric, and just maybe a few surprised ghosts of Christmas past.
Merry Christmas, bitches!
Toucher and Rich present A Very Merriweather Christmas at the Wilbur Theater, Friday, December 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets on sale this Friday at thewilbur.com.
Reindeer, don't back up, don't.
Hey, we are Toucher and Rich. And that pre-sale happens at 10 a.m. today. Hey, guy, it's your code to get your tickets.
Go to thewilbur.com and starting at 10 for a few hours for the Toucher and Rich listeners. If you put in code "Hey, guy," one word, then you can get access to the pre-sale. And we are, as I said, we've got people asking. We are going to have the VIP tickets as well that include a meet and greet afterwards. And boy, there's going to be a lot of people to meet and greet that night. This is not just a friend, me and Wallach thing. And Brandon Merriweather, there is going to be a lot of people. A lot of people.
Yeah, there's some who will be very excited to be there.
Oh, yes. I mean, if there's anyone that you should go to, it's this. I'm
especially if you're OG, especially if you've been with us since BCN, this is going to be, especially for the VIPs. I can't guarantee anything. But someone who's going to be in the VIP line, that is going to be greeting people, is going to be hell-bent on enjoying themselves.
Yeah. Right. The night might not end at our show.
No. I have news for you. If you have breasts or with someone with breasts.
Well, it's
there's a man that will be there that is going to be not. He was not in this room.
No, and it's not Brandon Merriweather, but Brandon Merriweather will be there.
Brandon Merriweather. Yeah, he's going to have his own.
He's got his own thing.
His own line. You kidding me?
We already hired someone to sweep up all the panties when it's Brandon Merriweather on the stage.
Yeah. So there you go. 10 o'clock today. TheWilbur.com.
10 a.m.
Yes, 10 a.m. today for several hours. Use code HEYGUY and you can get advance tickets to this. The tickets for the general public would go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m.
And then Rich and I can obsessively look at the Wilbur's website to see if we're abject failures or not.
Yeah, that will be the case. Well, Fred, I have something special for you. I know we are a very dignified show, and we are where people keep it above board.
I mean, I will tell you this, is that, Fart Court, we do now have robes and wigs.
We do have robes and wigs.
And gavels.
Yeah, all right, this is not a case in which we need any judgment whatsoever. This is not anything that involves any kind of ruling, because this is what it says it is. There is a new trend that is going on TikTok right now that is called hashtag stairwell farts.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
And it was started by a gentleman whose handle is at stairwell farts. And
put it in a jar and sell it on eBay.
The concept is fairly simple. A gentleman at his office, when no one is around, will walk into the stairwell, wait for no one to be there, and then record himself farting. And what we have gotten is a wormhole that I was, or a rabbit hole rather, that I was spent way too much time on. Fred.
I spent way too much time with the wormhole yesterday.
Did you?
That's the daughter of the
widow. Really? Technically, we're married.
Wow. Okay, well, that's very strange. Let's get to the new trend that's taking TikTok by storm, shall we?
I know. I see the kids are into TikTok, and I said, is this good for their attention spans? And this might make a big thumbs up. I'm stopping in here because I love the anticipation. This is like, a true master.
It is. This is a man who knows what he's doing. He's building the suspense.
This is a true craftsman.
He walks in, closes the door.
Because what's the scariest thing about Hitchcock movies? It's not when something pops up.
It's the buildup.
It's the anticipation of something happening. This man is obviously an artist. I tip my cap to him. All right.
Wow.
Real?
Yes.
Do we get to see the man? Do we ever see the man?
That is a real fart. There's no court that's
okay,
needed.
How is he?
It's all
is he filming his like feet?
Yes, it's his feet, and it's like straightforward. So you see the stairwell. Like it's basically you see him walk in. And like I will just briefly just kind of show you the view that you get.
Oh, he's going upstairs. He's getting a little exercise.
Well, upstairs, sometimes downstairs, and then he'll just stop and do his business.
All right, so he is obviously crafted a diet. That is has perfection for him.
Jesus.
How many farts do you have to lay before that happens? I mean, you have to go. I mean, he's in that stairwell a lot. Because that's not every fart.
I mean, Fred, would you like to know if it's every fart?
Well, no,
because we have several more here.
Wait a minute. You actually recorded several?
Hey.
Oh, man.
The answer to that question is, of course I do. But I am telling you this, is that the passion this man must have for the project, the foods he must eat, he might even have to cheat in X-laxing. I mean,
he is committed.
Yeah, he is committed. Like, and you know, he goes in there, and then like 90% of the time, he's like, ah,
right, like that, like that, that like, Rocky-esque training. Like in a fart like that.
Should share his recipe with the world.
He should. So, and if you wonder if this is just a one time, they just said sharts on fire. So this gentleman continues, and this is something that he does. It looks like about every 3 days.
Yeah, because the other days have to be failure.
Right. Not everything, I'm sure, makes the talk.
You can't do that whenever you want.
No, because sometimes you walk in and there's too many people around.
No. Or just the sheer force of it. I mean, right. That just can't happen every time. I mean, can you imagine if you're working next to the guy and all he's eating is microwave cauliflower and broccoli?
What if you're working this guy and you discover that this was his secret identity? That like every day when he leaves, this is what he's doing.
Well, I would
and he's
say
an internet sensation.
He shattered any ceiling. I don't care even if no college degree. I don't care. The commitment to the craft is there. All right, here we go. Since when is the stairwell haunted?
Right, that one kind of went down on a, like the note went down.
It was an octave.
Right, that went from G to like a D flat.
You call that what, a Ziggy? like he's at the complaints department and they're like, you're ugly. And he goes,
That's an upset. That's an upset butt.
That isn't. That, yeah, that's, you know. Like, that's like Kathy. Kathy comes home and she goes, "Did anyone call?" And they go, "No, he did not call."
That should be the new loser horn on The Price Is Right.
That's just called. That should just be called "Darn it."
I'm sorry, you've overbid.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly. $10,432. No, the correct price is $9,500. So much personality in this guy's fart.
Sorry. Let me set it up. Sir, all right. The price that you bid was $4.78 for this thing of palm olive, and the actual price, $3.16. You have overbid. And we will see you next
time. Back to the Showcase Showdown in a moment.
A lot of them, so let's not waste any more time.
They all have a lot of suspense.
Well, you never know what kind of mood he's going to be in. His colon could be saying many, many things. Now he's getting cocky.
That's impressive.
Now he's getting cocky.
It's wow. Like, it's like he's being choked.
No, he just keeps thinking that like someone's at the door.
There he is. He keeps looking over at the door.
It's almost
and
like
he cuts himself off just to make sure. No, he thought he heard somebody.
It's almost
coming
like
in.
Taps.
It's a six.
The 21 bun. 21 bump salute.
All right, let's waste no more time.
I got it.
All right.
Oh God. Someone always gets mad when we do this. And ladies and gentlemen, there's more guys farting.
Someone said
here on the Toucher and Rich Row on NPR.
The new Bruins goal horn.
All right, here we go. This man, his life's mission is to fart in the stairwell. All right, he's in a hurry. This is an emergency. He knows this could get out at any minute. That was a magician fart.
Came with a response.
No, that was like, and here is the rabbit coming out of the hat. With the afterburner.
Yeah. All of these, you're right, are like a horror movie.
Well, it's no, like, this is like, oh no, that poor rabbit. Oh.
Like the fireworks show where the last one's like a dud.
Yeah. He's like, what?
Oh. That one wasn't even a note. That was just a pop. That was pure get me out of here.
Yeah, he was in a hurry there. All right, more of the man farting. Here on National Public Radio. I can tell this. I can tell how it's going to sound based on the sound wave.
You're looking at the waves on the little graph here? All right. Let's go.
It's going to be ferocious.
Echo on that one.
No, no.
I think that one was too loud for echo. It was
and then he calmly goes about his business.
Imagine you like just you're like trying to make a call in the stairwell like two flights down.
Well, your friends, I mean, if you were trying to get a date, I mean, mission accomplished.
I mean, it's like the beginning of Thriller with the door creaking.
All right. And finally, the last
this
of
is
the
stairwell. This is stairwell farts. It's a...
It is Rich's alter ego.
It is a trend. Somebody said when the stairwell farter coworker realizes who he's sitting next to, and it's the guy dropping his coffee cup from the usual suspects. This guy is like the Louis Armstrong of passing gas.
His butt unclenches as he walks away, and beans fall from his breast pocket. I'm surprised he put that one on there.
Yeah, that's mighty lean compared to the other. Yeah. I fully agree, friend.
Go now, back.
You got to lose that one. That kind of ruins the whole.
Let's go back to the first one. Let's go back to the very first one because you're right. This does almost sound like a horror movie. Okay, maybe we'll do this. You gotta get the steps. You gotta get the walking up.
All right, here we go.
Miss Fluff!
Yay! You finally gave in!
Someone said this guy is the Jeffrey Dahmer of fart court.
People have Jeffrey Dahmer on the brain right now. Well, there you go. We have spent 20 minutes. All of us over the age of 45 have just spent over 20 minutes playing a guy farting in a stairwell. Never say this job is not grueling. No wonder my friend's not having any luck any of these apps.
This guy's taking all of them.
What do you do for a living? Well, a quarter of it's playing farts. I know. Settle down. You know we love you. Inquisitive. Do you got an inquisitive one?
Is this the inquisitive one? You have a disappointed one?
You rang. That was the Addams Family fart.
That's the plane going down.
Yeah, that's what was the guy's name that landed in Hudson? That's the Sully.
That's the Sully of farts. There you go. We made it. You're a hero.
That's right. Yeah, you hit a goose. You're a big hero. All right. We will be back with Billy Jaffe, who loves nothing more than following 20 minutes of farts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Eight.
It's called the Toucher and Rich Show, but you can't forget Waller.
You explain it to me, John. Explain
honey,
it.
Honey.
Did you call him honey?
I did. It's just like the argument I had with my wife last night.
Pull it.
Now, more Toucher and Rich.
His name's Billy Bam, Billy Jaffe. His name's Billy Bam, Billy Jaffe. Billy Jaffe is the Bruins analyst for Nesson. He lets his son grow his hair the length of the anti-establishment, which is I cannot stand behind.
Now, is this like pure long hair or mullet long hair?
No, this is real long hair. This, and actually, it's short now compared to what it was before. He just started growing it out, and the oddest thing is, you know, he's 12, but he wouldn't ever, he had this unbelievable hair that I'm jealous of. Actually, I used to have years like 40 years ago, but he would not wear a hat, Rich. He always wore a hat. Always. Like, it's like he wore a hat to bed. He wears a hat to bed too. And he's got this luscious, unbelievable head of hair, but yet it's whatever. I don't know. So go figure, you know, try to figure out 12 year old boys.
Yeah.
Out guys that fart in the stairwell, Rich.
Yes. Well, I mean, there is genius and it presents itself in many ways. By the way, he's on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. I think my friend who's on these dating apps, I think the same thing is that you can't have a hat on. You got to prove your worth. I have hair now. It's not, it wouldn't be here if I had not had a procedure, but nonetheless it is there. You have to prove your worth. What my friend says.
That's what your friend, well, he has it now. I don't know why he doesn't use it, so to speak, but it's more than hockey hair. There's a lot of flow coming out of the back of his helmet, but man oh man, he's got the locks.
Yes.
So, and he says that dad has no hair, but he doesn't see the picture from, you know, when I was 18 when I did.
So. Yeah, but for you, it would almost been cruel if you kept your hair. Something had to give, Billy. You went to prom your freshman year with a senior. There, something had to give in your life. God had to take something away.
You only
from
have
you.
So many aces in your hand.
Exactly.
You gotta drop a couple of them. You know what I'm saying?
You can't be
give some to the rest of us.
An elite Jewish athlete who's good looking and not have something happen.
Built like a tank. I mean, come on, Billy.
He is the lady's choice. I mean, if you were on J date, the thing would break down. All right. Here's the deal.
Yes. By the way, Happy New Year to those.
Oh, absolutely. Today in the Newton School District. That's right.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, Billy, let's start with how bad is this team going to be at the beginning of the season? And for them to tread water, who are we not thinking of? Like who are that we might not be thinking of? Because I haven't thought of the Bruins, quite frankly, for a long time. Who am I not thinking of that needs to deliver?
Oh, okay. That way. Well, I look at a few key players, and of course, this Taylor Hall injury situation, we do not know exactly what it is.
But it's week to week, which is
Well, right, but are they saying that? Hold on, Fred. Are they saying right now it's week to week because they know he's not going to play this week, but he could be back next week, and this is part of the whole lineup configuration, waiver situation, et cetera. I'm not saying they're being coy, but they're like, look, we know he's out for a week, so we'll just do that. Or is it one of those 4 to 6 weeks injuries that you're like, holy crap, you know, this team can't afford to now not have, forget Marchand. You can't have Marchand and Hall, then you're in a bigger issue. Now, if it's longer term, who's going to have to step up? It's a guy like Pavel Zacha, which the new player, you know, came over from the New Jersey Devils. He's going to have to step up big time, I think. You're going to have to get a performance from a Frederick, a Foligno, a Greer, two of those three that have been, and Greer's been real good of those three. He's been the best of so far, but can he accelerate his game? Nick Foligno says he feels great. New year, can he elevate the game? But the other guy, I mean, I'm looking at two veterans too, Fred, on the other side, DeBrusk and Smith. DeBrusk and Smith up front. are gonna have to, you know, perform at levels. We saw Jake do it the second or last, I was gonna say second half or last third of last year. And Craig Smith, who had a non-Craig Smith year, he's gonna have to, like, I look to him as needing him to be a 2020 type of guy. And you know, if you're talking forwards, those are the guys. I'm going to look at veterans, Zaka, DeBrusque, Smith. All guys are going to have to elevate game early on, because you're right. They're going to have to tread water, 500, whatever term you want to use. But to stay in what is a much more difficult, deeper Eastern Conference than it was last year.
Right. Okay, so it was interesting. A lot of players, including Carlo, have come out against Cassidy. He was too mean. Now, you're in old school. You came up, obviously, old school. I mean, just a generation when you and I played sports, you much at a much higher level. How bad was it with Cassie? Is it just the players' demeanors now that kind of coaching doesn't work? What's...
Well,
were you surprised with how negative they talked about him?
Well, no. Listen, people have different personalities, and you know, sometimes you mesh and sometimes you don't. And Bruce has Butchie has a different coaching style. Not I'm talking X's and O's, but perhaps is the way that everybody communicates differently, and he was communicating with guys, and some of them didn't like the way. Obviously, as you read, you saw, you heard, that didn't like the way he was communicating with them. I do think it has something to be with definitely a different generation of athletes in general. And we've actually been seeing that now, Fred, for, I'm going to say, close to 15 years. It's getting more and more and more that way. But I think since the mid-2000s, I remember talking to a couple of coaches, and they talked about how different, you know, players are coming up. You're talking with instead of talking to. There's also a coaching shelf life. And maybe the first three years or so, maybe connections were made. Players were at different levels in their career where they accepted things, or they understood things, or they took things differently. And as they get older, they didn't as much. And therefore, you know, perhaps some of these guys, and they're definitely, look, you've read it, I've read it, we've seen it, that didn't jive with what Bruce was doing. Now they've got a new coach. Now, hopefully, this is a big time for this organization, because they had a very, very good hockey coach here. Now they have another, I think, great one in Jim Montgomery. I do, but he does communicate differently, perhaps, than Bruce did.
I'm wondering, with the new head coach and the way that people have been writing about this organizational depth that the Bruins have or don't have, you have two former first-round picks that have done pretty well in the preseason, Beecher and Lizell.
Yeah.
Are either one of those guys going to make the big club on opening night?
I believe that Lizell has a chance to play a couple of games, Johnny. I like what I've seen from Beecher. If you're talking about staying in the race, let a guy like John Beecher, who's got nice acceleration, he's looked good, but I want him to work on his defense. You know, if I'm looking outside in, defensive game structure, little detail things at the American League, which there's nothing wrong with that. The kid just came out of college as 21-year-old last year and played, what was it, 8 games, I believe, in Providence, maybe 9. I'm okay with that. Lizell, look, he's got skills. There's no doubt about it, John.
Could he be a Pastrnak?
Physical.
Could he be like could he be a guy, not a guy who's going to make $10 million a year.
Yes, he has the shoot first mentality. He has the instinct. He has the swagger instinct that he wants the puck on his stick, Fred, and he wants to play in important situations. So in that term, yes. Is he anywhere physically near what David was? Let's not forget, David wasn't there. David's a little taller too than Fabian is. It wouldn't surprise me if Fabian, what are they going to do? I don't want to go on a tangent here, but he'll make perhaps a couple of games, fellas, if they decide to switch DeBrusque over to the left side, which doesn't seem like it yet. Now, I'm going to go to practice today, because with yesterday day off and the whole Taylor Hall injury, we'll know a lot more, of course, after today's game and Saturday's game. What are they going to do with Jake? If they keep Jake on the right side, I don't see Fabian playing them because of the other players that are already established there. If they move him to the left, Maybe he gets a couple of games. I think Beecher's had a nice camp. I do. I've been encouraged, but I think he ends up in Providence to begin.
Not giving the Michigan guy a chance, Billy. Can't believe this.
Go blue, man. I love the Michigan guy.
How do you think Jim Montgomery is going to handle the goalie situation that you've got? Like, is he going to, like, tandem-wise, how do you see this playing out with who gets to play as much time and where do you think his head's at?
You know, I started going through that just yesterday, Rich, because we're getting close to the season. And both have been good in preseason. Linus has had the latest game where he played full. My guess is this, and again, I'll find out more at, let's say, 11 o'clock today. My guess is that both Swayman and Linus will get, one will get tonight's game in New York, and the other will get Saturday's game at home in the last preseason game, Saturday night. After that, it wouldn't surprise me if they split the first, they've got eight games, or I believe it's either eight or nine games in like the first 10, or I'm sorry, like 18 days, 19 days. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hockey early on. It wouldn't surprise me if we saw a 4-5 or 5-4 type split to establish both of them and then run with one who's been better. Because this team, Rich, needs to stay in it, you know, with making playoffs, making a long playoff run as their goal. But if they, you know, if they want to do that, they can't afford to wait for one to get going. I think they're going to give them both games early. And then if one starts taking over, I do think he'll go with one more, because you need that. If a guy's hot and he's playing 3-4 games and winning them and doing well, I think you got to go with that guy early on in the season. And I think Jim would do that.
What are you hearing as far as the numbers for Pasternak?
Look, all along, I've thought, Rich, 10 plus. I've thought that all along. It's going to, I mean, I can't
10 plus see 7 it. Years? Is that what we're looking
they
at?
He can offer 8.
Okay.
He can offer, yeah, he can get 8 by being a Bruin. The team that you're on, just an NHL thing, you're allowed 8 years. If you're, it's the off season. If you're not on the team, you can offer 7. I'm going to guess it's between 10 and 11. The factor, the X factor here, Rich and guys, is the fact that, you know, what agents are looking at is they're saying, all right, what is the cap going to go up to? Because now we know in the next year or two, there's going to be more cap space. So how can an agent, you know, bake
not
that
if Biden's got nothing to do with it.
What's that?
Not if Biden's got something to do with it.
So if the cap's going up, you know, the agent's going to look at that and say, all right, well, what about this and that? I mean, look, I think you're talking between 10 and 11, and you're talking, of course, you're talking 7 or 8 years. That would be where, that's where my guess it ends up.
They're running out of time. 6 days, right? Six days to get this
thing.
We
all agree, Billy. They can't let this linger into the regular season. They got to get this done now.
Don't you
think?
They'd
like that. But, you know, like, listen, Forsberg with the Nashville Predators, they said they wanted to get it done too. They didn't. And it went all year, and then he re-signed with them in this offseason for 8 years, and I think it was $64 million or a little bit more than that. I'm with you guys. I'd love to see it get done. And this is, you know, it would be a fun thing for the team to announce in the next, what was it, October 12th, before they open the season. So they got 7 days. So that would be fun. Is it ideal if it goes beyond that? No, but if they're legitimately working towards it, you know, you stomach it, you tolerate it, you know, but it would be nice, yes, if they got it done.
I just think it's going to be a really weird environment if at the end of the season he hasn't signed, and then you've got this mass exodus. Patrice is gone.
The atmosphere here is a little bit different than Nashville in this kind of situation.
Right. It's almost like seeing like everyone's moving out. And so why not just kind of be one of the guys that goes with them? It would be a weird, weird time.
And the Bruins have a plethora right now. A more than a plethora, a gaggle of UFAs to be, as well.
Yeah.
So up front. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you guys. I'd love to see you get done. I'm thinking it's going to get done timing wise. Just don't know when it'll get done.
All right, Billy Jaffe. There you go. You can see him on Nesson. He's got his Morning Brew podcast along with Raycroft.
Yep. Tonight's game, by the way, is, I believe, if on TNT. Tonight's preseason game.
It is TNT tonight. Jack's got to be throwing things. I'm feeling sorry for him.
It's preseason. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, let's not go crazy, John.
I thought just Jack couldn't be separated from a game. Not even one.
Not exactly must-watch television.
All right. You guys good? Good to talk. You everybody good over there?
Everyone's doing good, Billy. Thank you for asking.
All right. There Beautiful. You go. Billy Jaffe, thank you so much for your time, sir.
See you.
See ya.
All right.
Antonio Brown just tweeted, let's stop looking for people to bring down. Look for people to bring up. That's his racial code.
Because that's what he does.
For a guy who stuck his ass in a woman's face, ripped his junk out, and then took a picture of him with the wife of a guy who's going through a divorce. The one friend in this world that you had who gave you everything.
Maybe Giselle is giving him messages of positivity right now. There's a little pillow talk.
Yeah.
I mean, he is having sex with her. I mean, you cannot deny that.
This is a Kanye-Pete Davidson situation where they're just going to get hostile towards each other.
Yeah, maybe Antonio Brown will get the tattoos of Brady's kids on his neck.
Oh.
Would you put it past him?
Oh, man.
No, but that would be not cool.
No.
Do what you want.
Oh, my God.
You do not talk to my kids. Don't talk to my kids. Don't. I don't want you doing anything with my kids.
That's, I mean,
you do whatever. If it's my ex-wife, have fun. But do not. You do not discuss my children. They are not yours. When Davidson did that, he went over the line. As crazy as Kanye is.
Yeah, there's no question.
Like, you're screwing around with getting killed. Like, at that point. You put it past, like, that psychopath that, I mean, look at the rap industry. The two biggest rap stars in the world got killed. Murdered. Most likely by groups of people associated with them. And both, and everyone got away with it. You'd put it past someone to kill, have someone put a hit out on someone? I wouldn't. I'm not messing around with any of that. You see some of these trap videos that they got? Lots of artillery. I don't like that.
But for one moment, let's all heed what he has to say and bring people up.
I did.
Until, 5 minutes from now where he'll tweet out something else that's like...
I have a way, I think, that I can bring someone up right now.
You really?
And it's as simple as this. Have a great Wednesday. All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Slow.
Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
If you're a fan of John Wallach, you are going to be very disappointed on Friday morning because John Wallach will not be with the show. He will be in Greensboro, North Carolina, doing his true passion, which is calling preseason basketball games.
Yep. Max and I will be doing a game Friday night at the home of many an ACC championship game,
mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm just glad that they're, like, having you travel again.
Yes.
Like, that's awesome.
First time in 3 years.
Yep.
Actually,
he's like our Jim Norton. Like, when Opie and Anthony, Jim Norton used to just have to leave to go do dates.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go do stand-up dates. He's our Jim Norton.
Yeah, he is. And you're going with the
little
team,
Johnny,
right?
Wallach.
I believe so, yes.
Wow. How long has it been since you guys traveled with the team?
For me, it was, I believe, the Kobe game.
So if you get on a dating app, you should take a picture of yourself on the plane.
Yes.
Maybe they'll think you're on the team.
That's right.
You know? Yeah,
they absolutely
right.
will.
How tall are you again?
A lot of times, John doesn't even need a credential. They just assume that he's a player.
Yeah. A 5'11" inch white guy.
It's just everyone goes up to him just me. In public and go, you must play basketball.
I get that a lot.
I know a guy who was playing golf and this real tall dude was playing and he was like, we got to wait for my friend. And the guy who showed up was like 7 feet tall. And John, you might know who this guy is. But they gave like the dude I know fake names. And then the dude did some research and found out, like, one of them was, like, in charge of player development or something.
What's on the Celtics?
Yeah. And to that, I would say, like, why are you giving me a fake name?
That's strange. Maybe because he knew you were on the radio.
No, it wasn't me.
Oh,
no,
okay.
this was not me.
Oh, okay.
No, this was, no, I wouldn't play golf with strangers. Are you crazy? I'd rather...
That's torture. I would be so self-conscious the entire time that I was doing it.
You're in a circle of judgment the entire time.
Yeah, it would be in abject misery the entire time. I won't do that. But it was like the guy, maybe it wasn't even the head, but it was, are you familiar? Do they have like a real tall black guy that's like real tall, 7 feet tall, that's like in some development role?
Not that I'm aware of off the top of my head.
Maybe the guy was lying.
The head of player development is female for the Celtics.
Yeah, so. It didn't sound right, the head of player development, but it was someone that was feigning to be somehow involved in the Celtics. Hmm. And based on their height, I believe the guy, but maybe not. And apparently he had normal clubs. Like, he hadn't even gotten the extended clubs.
Oh, okay.
So he was
Wow. So he was, like, bending over almost like an L?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Oof. But, yeah, that guy goes out and he plays golf with strangers all the time, which is hell. I would rather do anything else. That is, you're locked in for 3.5 to 4 hours.
One of it was, like, a friend of the family was this guy who had a son who ended up being 6'11", 6'10". He wasn't quite 7 feet, but he was really tall. He's one of those guys you walk in here and go, oh, my God. 6'11 doesn't sound much when you're talking about basketball players.
6'11 is very tall.
6'11 is, oh, my God, when they walk in.
Over 6'5", you assume that they were like a basketball star.
And he said that, and he doesn't play basketball. He's always hated basketball. And he said that the amount of people per day that ask him if he plays basketball is, he said, strangers, at least 5 a day. Jeez. 5 a day asking, do you play basketball?
So when I was in high school, our rival school, and this is the early 90s, this is before, you know, 7-footers were like nailing threes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like if you were a 7-footer, you were like a unicorn. I've told you guys this before. They had twin 7-footers on their team, and neither of them started. They were so incredibly uncoordinated.
Oh, boy.
I mean, and the coach obviously sucked because he couldn't find a way just to like get him out there, sure, and like rim protect.
Right.
But like, apparently they were so awful. Can you imagine that? Like, that you couldn't play for Farmington Harrison? That, you know, this isn't, you know, Mount Vernon Academy or wherever the hell these guys end up going. This is suburban Detroit basketball. Right. You can't get in a game.
Get in the traffic, lift up your arm.
Yes, exactly. You just get 2 7-footers out there, like no one's getting to the basket.
Right.
But apparently they couldn't get down the floor.
You stay at the bottom of the left side of the key, you stay at the bottom of the right side
and
of the key.
Just raise your arm. Yeah.
That's
no,
it.
No, but that's the thing. You got to be able to get there.
You got to be able to get down the
floor. You got to run down the floor first and then get there.
And I guess
defense.
It was a whole situation with them like trying to get down the floor.
Well, I've seen videos of some of those guys who have like the super long legs, and just the running looks like it's laborious.
Have you ever spent time watching Taco Fall?
Yeah, well,
that's one of the reasons he's playing in China at the moment.
But that's why that guy in the G League who's supposed to go first in the draft next year is
Victor
amazing. Because I didn't realize he was 7'3", because he sure as hell does not play like a 7'3" guy. I mean, he was like limber, he was fast. The guy could shoot.
I sometimes worry that basketball is going to get to the point where it's completely unrelatable. Like that in order to succeed at basketball, you're going to have to be such a physical freak. Like, the idea that in our lifetime, we've gone from, you could have, like...
Muggsy Bogues.
Eaton. No, I'm talking about just, like, a...
Mark Eaton, a 7'4" standstill shot blocker.
Right, which he could not play in the league now.
No.
And the idea that you have guys that are 7'3", that can handle the ball and shoot 45% from three, I mean, at a certain point, that's going to be, like... It's going to be so unrelatable. You're going to be, like, if you're a kid with dreams of the NBA, like, there's just no way. Like, you're just not going to make it.
Well, I mean, for the most part, I think it's unrelatable in that people who look normal on a basketball floor, and you guys know this as well as I do, when we get on the floor with Scalabrine on that 3-on-1, the challenge, I mean, people who look normal on a basketball floor are still 5 or 6 inches taller than you.
That was Dwayne Wade. I was surprised with how tall Dwayne Wade
yes.
is. I was surprised how short Marcus Smart is.
Trey Young, who looked tiny out there, is your size, Fred.
Yeah, I know.
He's 6'2".
Yeah.
Marcus Smart is my height.
Yeah, Marcus Smart was surprisingly short. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to be joined by Mike Giardi.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.